if you're an active South Dakota Democrat, there's a good chance you were rooting for one of two people for the 2014 U.S. Senate race, former Congresswoman Stephanie Hurst-Sandlin or current South Dakota U.S. Attorney Brendan Johnson. Speculation around these two potential candidates has kept political blogs humming for several weeks now. But indications are that neither of these top Democratic contenders are tossing a hat. Rather, last week, another Democrat entered the fray.
I jumped in today and will be a candidate for the United States Senate.
Rick Wyland was a top aide to former U.S. Senator Tom Daschle. He's run for Congress twice before in South Dakota, once in 1996 and again in 2002. In this race, Wyland came out swinging, not against any other Democrats who may oppose him in a primary, but rather against the Republicans. Wyland says the Republicans don't act in the interest of middle-class South Dakotans.
I think Washington is probably more broken than it's ever been. There are a lot of ordinary people, middle-class families, that I feel, strongly feel, are getting kicked, kicked to the side of the street, and I just think it's unfair. And when you look at, how well big business and, billionaires have done over the last, 10, 15, 20 years.
The Democrats' attack on the Republicans for catering to the ultra-wealthy has gained traction on a national level, but it may not hold as much sway in South Dakota, where there is a strong tradition of fierce conservative independence. Those like USD political science professor Michael Card say Wyland's future success may partially depend on the weather.
Are we going to have another year of drought as we've had the past 18 months or so? And if we have more of an agrarian crisis, people tend to vote more Democratic.
Card also points out that should Wyland succeed in gaining the party nomination, he still has a real uphill battle. There are fewer Democrats in South Dakota, and Wyland may have a difficult challenge in fundraising on a national level, especially if he ends up facing a well-known Republican like Mike Rounds.
Can they tackle a moderate Republican? And I think that's really what this race is going to be after. Can you raise the money to get your message out?
Fundraising is not as challenging for former Governor Mike Rounds. He's enjoyed a 70% approval rating in office. He announced early for the U.S. Senate race, so he's had more time to build up a war chest and gain backing on a national level. Rounds may yet face a primary battle if another Republican announces. Those like State Republican Party co-chairman Craig Lawrence say the allegations that Rounds will side with big corporate interests over everyday South Dakotans just don't stick.
So when you use the old attack that the Republicans are representing corporations, let's just stop. We could go down the list of PAC groups for both Republicans and Democrats, and they'd probably be the same PAC groups betting on the same sides. I don't think that argument is going to pull much water.
It takes a lot of money to run a campaign and to win an election. At this point, Rounds is the clear leader when it comes to fundraising ability. Calls and emails made to Rounds' office and campaign were not immediately returned, but the guy who may face Rounds believes the challenges in this race are not insurmountable. Rick Wyland says his message resonates with South Dakotans.
You know, I don't think South Dakota is a state of big corporations and billionaires. I really believe that the values that I am for represent the values of a majority of our state. And that's why I'm going to get out and about and really talk to people about their concerns and their aspirations.
In Washington, Republicans are eyeing the potential gain of a seat in the U.S. Senate. There's still well over a year before the election. But with national interest in the South Dakota contest so high, this is by no means the last you'll hear about this race. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.